Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for continuing to be with us. My pleasure as we continue to celebrate our 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And who else, who better to be on our show on the day? As you know, we're celebrating all week, but today is the official day. This is the day that I began broadcasting 12 years ago, 1997, November 17th. The Small Business Advocate Show for the very first time. We wouldn't want to celebrate with anybody else but our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan has been a member of our Brain Trust all the way back. Actually, we've already had our 10th anniversary celebration with Ivan, and he's working on his 11th year. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI, and that's an organization that we've been telling you about for a long time. He's the world's guru on networking. And he also is our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim, and happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, and thank you for all the things you've done, for all the time you've spent with us. One of the things that that you've helped us with an awful lot over the years, Ivan, is understanding this thing called networking. And before I met you, Ivan, in 98, I looked into my small business crystal ball, and I saw three things that small business owners were going to have to get especially good at in the 21st century. One was better at technology. Number two was better at building strategic alliances. But you can't build strategic alliances if you don't know how to network. And that was the third thing. I said, you're going to have to get better at networking. And you've brought the world. You brought networking to the world. And one of the ways you've done that is not only through your organization, but you do a lot of writing on this topic.
Yes.
And I like the way you write, because you kind of get people's attention the way you write about these things, and I like the way you use sarcasm. You're like me, Ivan. You speak sarcasm as a second language, don't you?
Well, you know, I use it when I think it's appropriate, and this particular article that I think we're going to be talking about this morning certainly is appropriate. And you know, when I'm frustrated about something, I find that a little sarcasm helps.
It doesn't help anybody else, does it?
It helps me if no one else.
So these are the top 10 things. Folks, these are the top 10 things to absolutely, positively make sure that you do if you want to be an abject failure at networking, right?
That's right. They're the top 10 ways that you can waste your time in a networking group. Kind of networking group in the world, here's the best 10 ways to waste your time.
Number one.
Go ahead. Air your grievances among your fellow networkers and guests. After all, they really want to hear about your complaints.
Nothing's more effective than being a drama queen in a networking situation, right? Note the sarcasm, folks. Nothing's more effective than being a drama queen. Everybody loves a drama queen, don't they, Ivan?
You know, and people, but the problem is that when you are in a networking group, one of the strengths of a good networking group is that all of the members become friends. One of the weaknesses of a good networking group is that all of the members become friends. So what happens is that you sometimes in a group of friends will get sucked into the drama. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're going along just fine thinking, hey, this is a friend and you're listening, but then you find that you're spending a lot of your time dealing with this kind of drama and complaints that really take you nowhere and aren't positive.
How many times do you call someone? This happens to me. You call someone, a friend or an acquaintance or whatever. You call them. You're making the call. Obviously, you've got something on your mind.
Yeah.
You want to tell them or ask them or whatever. But for the first 4 to 5 minutes, you have to listen. I mean, literally, they don't let you tell them why you called. You have to listen to their drama for 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. It doesn't do any good to complain to people. Half the people you tell don't care. The other half are glad you're worse off than they are.
Exactly. So, folks, drama is not good in networking. All right, number two.
Number two, wing it in your regular presentations to fellow members, don't worry, you have a mulligan. You can do it over again.
Somebody introduces you to a person who could possibly ultimately change your life. I mean, we've all met people like that who made a momentous in our lives, and you're ill prepared. That's always a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, well, here what we're talking about is that you have an opportunity to do, in most networking groups, some kind of short presentation. And so, especially if you're in a group that's meeting regularly, like every week or every other week, don't worry about preparing for that, because you're gonna do it again in a week or two. So just kind of wing it, you know, because you have another chance. So you don't have to be prepared.
But you know, sometimes you do meet people like that, you know, and you're surprised because this is a person you've always wanted to meet, and you say that doesn't work, folks. Quick break. Stay with us. 10:20 till, actually. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ivan Meisner's our guest. We'll be right back.
When you're mocking out alone.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You'd think after 12 years I could tell time, wouldn't you? All I have to do is look at the clock. But it's, you know, we got moving parts here, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on here. So I have so much fun here. That's the thing. I have so much fun doing this show all these years, all these 12 years. I just have so much fun that sometimes I just lose track of some of the parts. But it is 17 till. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you continue to be with us after 12 years, and it's the website's 12th anniversary, which, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Ivan Meisner has been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 10 years. He's our guest right now, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's with BNI. He's actually not with me. He founded Business Network International. He's the world's expert on networking. We're talking about things to do. These are things you absolutely want to practice and do, folks, if you want to make sure that you're an abject failure at networking, wasting your time and everybody else's time. Right, Ivan?
Yeah, I like that title better, an abject failure at networking. That's good.
Thermonuclear networking meltdown. This is what you're working on here, folks. If that's your goal, do these things just as Ivan tells you. Go ahead, Ivan. Number three,
top 10 ways to waste your time in a networking group. It talks about one-to-ones, those meetings where it's aside from the networking meeting and you're meeting with somebody on a one-to-one basis. It says use one-to-one meetings to talk about your networking group's issues instead of learning more about each other.
So talk about politics instead of asking the other person, what can I do to help you?
Yeah, do you see a theme here with the drama? really talk about, let's talk about drama and personal issues.
Should we all, Ivan, I mean, I'm not being facetious here. I'm being very serious. Look in the mirror and ask yourself this question and try to be as honest as you can be. Think back on your behavior and say to yourself, don't ask yourself if you are a drama queen, because we're all drama queens to some degree. But ask yourself, when have I been a drama queen, and how did that work out? What do you think, Ivan?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think it's also a good question to say, you know, will this really result in a positive solution to the issue?
Yeah.
And I think oftentimes people spend a lot of time so obsessing about the problems that they're really not talking about solutions.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's number four?
Number four, focus your efforts primarily on selling your services to members of the group. Now, the point
Crash
here
commercial.
Is it's all, about, it's all about educating people as opposed to selling your services.
So crass commercialism. Don't talk about your industry or how people like you help other people. Talk about how your customers help you get wealthy, right? Things like that.
Yeah, you do that and you're going to have a problem.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, and see, this is an important point right here, Ivan. I'd like to weave in some of the online community building that's going on right now.
Right.
It's a part and parcel to what you do. It's got to be a connection to what you do. And that's, you know, some people call it social media. I don't like that term. I prefer online community building, and which is what it really is for businesses. And that is the values that you inject, that you deliver to these communities? What are your values? What are the values of your contribution to this group? Is it it's all about me, or is it all about them? And when you are serving them, they then find out what you do and are attracted to you. Those are the values. What do you think?
Well, I think that sounds like the social capital theory of the law of reciprocity. What MB and I talk about is giver's gain, that if you're there to help other people, they'll help you in return. And it's a philosophy that's served our organization very well over the years.
My audience will tell you, Ivan, that I quote your giver's gain on this show on a regular basis. It's the most net thing that I've ever heard anybody say to you know, what's the key to success? Giver's gain. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Thank you. Number five, don't rush to follow up on a referral when someone gives you one. Hey, they know where to find you if they really need you. Now, this one drives me crazy, because how many times I have seen so many times where somebody got a referral and they didn't follow up with it quickly, and then they lost the job. And, of course, when you give a referral, you give a little bit of your reputation away. So not only the person who didn't follow up lost some of their reputation, but the person who gave the referral lost some of their reputation.
Do you think that what happens is, if I get a referral, I don't want to seem too eager, and so I say, okay, I just got this referral. Somebody just emailed me or called me and said, hey, I just talked to this guy, Bill, or this person, Sue, and they are interested in what you do. You need to follow up with them. And you say, okay, I don't want to do it right now because it'll look like I've got no business. I'm over-eager, so I'm going to wait for till this afternoon or tomorrow, and then somehow it gets missed. You think that happens sometimes?
Sometimes. I think it does happen, no doubt
about
it.
But, I mean, don't you think that's a mechanical thing, a logical reaction? That's not a bad thought. It's just that you can't let it – you can't forget about it.
But I think you're making the exception the rule. And I think the rule is that people that don't follow through have a tendency to not be very organized with their referral.
Yeah. Yeah,
really probably the rule, is that people who aren't following through haven't created a system where they make sure to respond quickly.
So you're saying if you're not super organized, which I'm not, that you should say to yourself, okay, I'm going to risk calling too soon, seeming over eager, so I don't forget this. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go ahead and call right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And you have to remember that the person that you got the referral for is expecting your call. So
Right. That's what a referral is. It's by definition, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on to that thought, Ivan. Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. BNI. BNI.com is the website. Quick break, 10-10. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. It's 7-10. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, continuing to celebrate our 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is the day, 12 years ago, that we first broadcast, and hopefully we'll have maybe at least hit 12 more, maybe more. Who knows? As long as I can, I'm going to keep doing this and keep introducing you to the really smart people in our brain trust, like our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI Business Network International. That's BNI.com, right? Right, Ivan?
Yes, it is.
Tell the audience why they should care.
About BNI?
Yeah.
I think BNI is changing the way the world does business. We're helping business people all around the world build their business through referrals. And we don't teach this stuff in colleges and universities. This is a great place to not only learn how to network, but to also execute your networking. And we now have 5,500 groups in more than 40 countries around the world.
Wow. And 10.5 years ago, it was you were international, but just barely. And now you're international. Your international work is becoming as big as your chapters in the United States. And it's a great testament to a great model and to your leadership, Ivan. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. We have a lot of people who are helping to run the company, but it's certainly been a vision that I've had for a long time. And you're right about the international. We're now about almost 40% international organization.
And, of course, since this Small Business Advocate Show is heard around the world on our simulcast, since 98, Ivan, I mean, you know, I mean, there's got to be some connection there.
Right? I'm sure there is.
And hey, let's talk about the...
I know people are listening to your show, though, from around the world, because I know they drop you notes from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear from them all the time. So what we're talking about, folks, is things to make sure that you do. Don't fail to do these things if you want to be an abject failure at networking. We're having a little fun with the sarcasm here. Number six.
While other people are doing their introductions, that's the perfect time to think about what referrals you can give that week. The idea here is thinking about, you know, if you're thinking about something else rather than the person who's speaking, you're not using your time wisely.
You're not going to remember their name. You're not going to pick up on little nuances of things that seem to be important to them.
Exactly.
You're going to completely miss an opportunity to connect with them.
Yep, absolutely.
Is a connection the big deal these days and for the future, Ivan? I mean, this is what I'm telling people who are in the marketing business. You're not going to, in the future, you're not going to be marketing. You're going to be trying to connect with people. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and part of that connection means making sure to pay attention when people are talking about themselves. A good networker has two ears and one mouth and uses them both proportionally.
And guys, especially with ladies, I've learned this myself the hard way, especially with ladies, when they're talking to you, they want you looking in their eyes, not looking to the right or the left, up or down. They want you looking in their eyes, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're working on a gender book, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the results with our survey. We've got a survey of over 12,000 people. And you're absolutely right. That's an issue.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, number seven.
Number seven, never invite your own guests. Just focus on those who show up.
So just bleed everybody else, right?
Exactly.
Just sort of suck off of everybody else.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Number eight.
All right, so number eight.
Don't worry if you get to the meeting late. No one will notice.
Punctuality is never a big deal, is it?
Yeah, especially in business. Who cares if you're late?
You know what my problem is, Ivan?
What's that?
I'm so obsessed about being on time that I'll be there early, and I'll be there before anybody else, and then I start worrying that I've come to the wrong place. That happens to me all the time.
Does it really?
Yeah. I'm like, let me tell you something. There are people who know me. If I'm late, they start calling 911 because they know something's wrong. All right, go ahead. Number nine.
Number nine. Absenteeism. It's no big deal. You can just call in your referrals, right?
Just phone it in.
Yeah. I like to tell people in networking groups, have you ever gotten a haircut over the phone? It's one of those things where you just got to be there. If you're not there, you're not going to get referrals.
And Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have found that there's a direct correlation between showing up and the quantity of referrals. The referrals go up when you show up.
Showing up is 80% of life, right? We learned that from Woody Allen. All right, number 10.
Number 10, my favorite one. Take that phone call and check your messages during a meeting. It doesn't bother anyone. Actually, it's a sign of real professionalism that everyone admires.
I love the extra sarcasm at the end there. Yeah. Can you believe people actually will sit there while somebody's talking and talk on a cell phone?
Oh, I've seen it. I've done a keynote presentation, and I saw some guy answer the phone during a keynote
presentation. You know what I tell them when people do that? I actually go over to the person. I say, hold my calls, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Ivan, thank you for all the time you've given us over the years. Thank you for all the support and for all you do.
Thank you, Jim. I love being on your show. It's a great show. It's my favorite one to do an interview on.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Happy anniversary to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.